The Environmental Protection Agency says it will fine DuPont millions of dollars for failing to report safety data, the data related to a chemical called PFOA. That chemical is used in the production of nonstick Teflon pans and other products. PFOA has not been shown to be harmful to humans, but it has turned up in the blood of people all over the world. Here's NPR's David Kestenbaum.
The interesting thing about PFOA is that it belongs to a class of chemicals that are what you might call immortal. Scientists who study them say they don't break down naturally in the environment, at least not at any significant rate. In 1997, the EPA asked DuPont to turn over all data on the effects of PFOA on humans. And while DuPont did provide information, it didn't hand over everything. For instance, the EPA says, DuPont knew PFOA levels in the water near its plant in West Virginia were higher than the company's guidelines recommended. It also says DuPont knew that PFOA had been passed on from a pregnant worker to her fetus. Tom Skinner heads the EPA's enforcement office.
In these situations, companies have an obligation to report immediately information of this type. In other words, information that supports a conclusion that the substance may create a substantial risk of injury to humans or to the environment.
And DuPont didn't do that.
DuPont, in this case, failed to do so.
Skinner says the disciplinary action does not mean the chemical is dangerous, just that DuPont failed to report potentially important information. One of the violations goes back to 1981. Skinner says the fine for such a long delay could be substantial.
It could range from in the millions to, you know, much, much higher than that, tens of millions and higher than that. This action is intended to send a message to industry that we take this very seriously and they need to report this information. And the fine or penalty will reflect the seriousness of that.
Clifton Webb, a spokesperson for DuPont, thinks the fine should be zero, and he says the company will contest the EPA's decision. Webb says DuPont didn't report the findings because the law only requires the company to report information for substances that could be dangerous, and he says there is no indication PFOA is dangerous.
There have been a number of studies studying our workers over the 50 years of use of the compound, and in each of those cases, of the many studies that have been available to us, we have not seen an impact on human health, and our workers would have been exposed to levels much higher than what the public would generally be exposed to.
A preliminary risk assessment released by the EPA last year cited studies that showed some effects in rats. High doses of PFOA in pregnant rats led to offspring that lost weight. The EPA is trying to ascertain the effects of PFOA on humans, and it's been trying to get DuPont to help collect the data. But at a public meeting last month, the EPA, apparently frustrated at the lack of progress, announced it would conduct some tests itself. Richard Wiles, an activist with the Environmental Working Group, is concerned that the EPA lacks the power to get the information about chemical safety that it needs. He says in 1991, the EPA had an amnesty period to encourage companies to come forward with data, but that clearly didn't work as hoped.
They waived all fines in order to gather as much data as they could on chemicals like PFOA, and DuPont did not submit that data during that amnesty period in 1991.
DuPont's revenues for its Teflon products are $200 million annually. Wiles says it remains to be seen if the fine will amount to more than a slap on the wrist. Chemicals like PFOA are used in a variety of industries. In 2000, the company 3M announced it would stop making its stain-resistant Scotchgard coating. 3M said there were no known health concerns, but it was uncomfortable with the fact that a chemical used to make it didn't seem to degrade in the environment. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.